Hi, this is Nick Taylor from MSN Tech and Gadgets, and I'm here with Verity Burns. We've been walking around the halls of IFA 2011 once again today, and we've seen some rather cool looking tablet computers, haven't we?
Yeah, we went to Sony's booth. Sony has been one of the manufacturers to make some of the bigger announcements, including the official launch of their two new tablets, the Sony Tablet P and the Sony Tablet S. The S is the one that's going to be coming to shelves the soonest, actually, within a couple of weeks. And Dixon's have already started offering it on pre-order. So if you're interested, you can get your details down now.
That's right, yeah. We've got some more details about this product on the blog as well, on tech.uk.msn.com. So take a look at it. It's quite a unique tablet because it takes a bit of a different slant on the idea from the iPad and all the iPad clones that are out there. The most obvious is the shape of it. Sony say they've designed it so it looks a bit like a folded magazine, and that means that one end of it is quite a bit thicker than the other, and it helps it balance in your hand a little bit more. It's the weight is distributed in a different way, so the idea is that it's a bit more comfortable to hold, and it does feel quite nice in the hand, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, it's absolutely, it's really nice to hold, and yeah, the weight's towards, when you're holding it in portrait mode, it's the weight's towards the top, and then on the side, obviously, depending on if you're right or left-handed, you can hold the thicker side, whichever is comfortable. But yeah, it was really nice to hold, and it was nice to see that somebody doing something a little bit different, really. And, well, even more different was the Sony Tablet P, which is a folding tablet.
Yeah, this looks really cool. It's it looks a little bit like a PSP in some ways, but it has two screens, both 5.5 inches in size, and a clamshell design. So when you fold it away, none of the screen is visible, so it's perfect for just chucking in your bag and having a really portable solution to getting a tablet. Once you've got it open, the screen operates, or the two screens operate as a single screen, and you can scroll up and down your web pages like that. The only trouble is you get a big thick band running down through the middle, don't you? But it's an interesting take on the tablet idea.
Yeah, there's some really nice applications that you can use with it. Yes, understand the kind of like black line across the when you're browsing. But for things such as games, you can play. It's PlayStation certified, so you can get some games. We played Crash Bandicoot, so you see the Crash Bandicoot in the top screen, a bit like you would on like a DS or something like that. And on the bottom screen, you've got all your controls, which you can make bigger, depending on, you know, if you've got smaller fingers or bigger fingers. So that's quite nice. And also their Sony Reader application. So when that kicks in, you turn it the other way around, so you're almost flicking through it like a book. Because the accelerometer doesn't work like that usually. You know, it's not an automatic accelerometer. It's only certain apps that work with it. And that does make it quite nice, because it does feel like a book, because it folds like a book. So yes, it's really nice. When I was holding it, I was thinking, this is quite nice. But yeah, we're not too sure on pricing at the moment. The S is the one that's going to be coming to market the soonest, as we know. It's going to be priced around the same as the iPad, so starting from $399 for the 16-gig Wi-Fi only model. And there's also a 32-gig model, and there'll be 3G offerings as well. But the P is hopefully coming out in November, but we're not quite sure on pricing at the moment.
Yeah, there's been a few speculations about price. It looks like it might be a little bit more expensive, which I guess you might expect because you've got two separate screens involved there. So maybe looking around about $480 for entry level, possibly. But yeah, we'll have to wait and see. And that, yeah, as Verity says, that one's coming out in November. But yeah, both really interesting tablets. Both good attempts to take on the tablet crowd with something a little bit different. So, yeah, well worth checking out when they come out in the shops, I'd say. So that's us signing off for now. You can find all of our coverage from IFA on tech.uk.msn.com, or follow us on Twitter at MSN Tech. And we'll be back soon.